You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob, and you are listening to the podcast. It's Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty, powered by Spotify for podcasters. Yes, because this is a platform that really helped me a lot, and it's for free of cost, because I'm something finding another host to upload my podcast. But the thing is, right now I am didn't earning my money from my podcast, because there's a country issue. So disappointed for me as well. Never expected that it would happen at all. Okay, let's forget about things. I will do it for free. Okay, so let's talk about Adam Copeland, Edge debut on AEW wrestling. Because in these 2 decades, I think it's 2 decades or 3 decades, I think. It depends upon that. Okay. More than 2 decades, Edge has spent a time with WWF and WWE. Before injury, after injury, coming after retirement, come back, everything. has spent everything in WWE as an Edge. And there is this wonderful tag team partners with Christian. But right now in AEW, these both teams have become rivalries. Yes, I seen Edge versus Christian in WWE, but after that these rivalries back again. Even Christian was said that they're trying to make it possible. And even Christian was really shocked that Edge is back in AEW. I was everything unexpected that Edge will be back in AEW. It was like that dream come true. I know that Edge has retired in WWE, but not yet retired in wrestling promotion. I know that Edge was became older, but I think he has a body capability. If Sting can play in 60s, then in the television promo, I know that Sting is not playing regular basis. He's playing in just a half promotions, just like that. He's not a regular man anymore. But his debut matches, his comeback, his everything just shocked the wrestling universe. Even the wrestling universe just get shocked that Adam Copeland, Edge. And even the theme song was same. The WWE used, the AEW used. But the thing is, WWE should license this, but I think it's forgot to say. That's why they make it happen. But never ever expected that Edge same moves, Edge same everything, it will show up AEW WrestleDream. Because AEW WrestleDream is the first ever pay-per-view in AEW. The WrestleDream pay-per-view is a debut pay-per-view in 2023. But never ever expected that Edge came in WrestleDream to save Sting and Darby Allin. Because that Christian Cage is trying to give a chair shot to his head on Sting. Yes, to Sting's head. Using chair shots. But the problem is that the most disappointed thing is Christian wasn't satisfied this moment, because Christian's moment was vanished by Rated R superstar Adam Copeland. But the most important thing is, so, by the way, I'm sorry to say I'm running those, so forgot about this running those. But the problem is that WWE can extend this contract into Legends. But I think Edge should try a new experiment in the AEW ring. How it looks like. And even I got something news that the management of WWE was happy that Edge appears in AEW wrestling. Never expected that. But even something very crucial that thanks to Tony Khan that he brings so many legends, so many wrestlers from WWE, so many wrestlers from New Japan Pro Wrestling, so many wrestlers from AAA Lucha Libre, Impact, and even NWA, and even other wrestling promotions that I heard. But the problem is that never expected that Adam Copeland, and even I have never expected that Mark Henry should become in WWE. Mark Henry should come from WWE to AEW. It was unexpected. I think in wrestling universe it can happen. You can't never expect that what the thing is going on. So that's the important thing is we need to if you think from the wrestling perspective, from the pro wrestling perspective, there are some thing changes. The contract changes, their time schedule changes, their mind changes, everything changes. And even I will still say that some hardcore matches just looking like a real, but I would say just looking like a fake. But the camera angle, it looks different. That's why it's not showing properly. Because if we show the reality, then people will definitely stop watching this. But the thing is, it doesn't matter for me. If it's an acting purpose, but I would like to say that wrestling makes me changing more things that I never expect about that. But I know that the wrestling, pro wrestling, is very entertainment. I know that it should watch for adults, but I think for the kids, it's a memory. It's a childhood memories for me about Edge. I have an Edge WWE stickers, tattoos, cards, and many more. But I would say about that Adam Copeland, the Rated R superstar, is now Rated R. Because I think Rated R's superstar tag should supposed to trademark WWE only. Because I think some trademarks, like some official trademarks like WWE, and even some wrestlers that are created for WWE, I think should do it. So in my mind, WWE should make some changes, because if they didn't doing it, this would be difficult to do it. Because I think, okay, the logo is changed, everything. But the problem is that the Rated R tag. I think WWE should use the Rated R tag. And even same things that was used in WWE for Cody Rhodes as an American Nightmare. If they trademark that this American Nightmare for AEW, then I would like to say that it would be a very difficult to say that. I think this type of wrestlers should not be trademarked. Like, there are some wrestlers like Rob Van Dam. The name is not trademarked, the logo is not trademarked, but the theme song is trademarked. The theme song is something changed. Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner, Kurt Angle, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Hulk Hogan. This type of wrestlers, and even Cody Rhodes also. And even sometimes in another wrestling promotion, they're used as a Cody. But I think, and even Sting also, they changed the logo. Then they're not changing the logo. They're not changing the the attire, the changing, the face paint, that changing everything. But I think it depends upon that. But in my mind, I would like to say that wrestling business is the most interesting business. It would change everything. So that people can love to watch. I would say that in wrestling business, in India, people can say that I will never watch wrestling, but sometimes I think this wrestling knows everything. This wrestling entertaining. But in America, people are very crazy. And I would say that people are not even fools at all. In all over the world, there are some wrestling universe. So many companies, so many entertainments. But I would say that this is very good at all. Okay. So, and after that, Edge debut on AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision. I don't know whether Edge came on AEW Rampage or not, but I would say that AEW is a very good business. They're running it all. But I would say that if AEW didn't change something, then I would say that WWE can beat AEW easily. Because if AEW make a mistake like WCW, then I would say that everything will be vanished. If you want to make this change, make matches like the Forbidden Door basis, then I would say it's a very good thing to do it. But you need to know about that. WWE is unbeaten company. Is unbeaten company because there are so many talents, there are so many creativities, there are so many jobs, there are so many talents that make us proud long years ago. But some other promotions, they have opened, they have closed, they have opened, they closed. And even in my mind, right now WWE is now from Endeavor or TKO group. And even I think going from TKO group, it would be a big multinational company. I think TKO group, it would be UFC, the parent company, the child company is UFC and WWE. I think I would say that this is a very good company to make some promotions, to hire some AEW wrestlers in WWE. That would be good day. But in my mind, at Rated R Superstar, Adam Copeland should thanks to the WWE Universe that he makes this thing that he never existed in AEW. But he existed in WWE as long years. But I would say this, AEW debut on Edge, it would be a very easy to say, but Edge did a very wonderful things, the shocking things, the make people's love and happy. That's one of the most entertaining things at Edge. So that's the ending of the Today's podcast. Please follow me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many more. Bye.